Welcome to Serotair's Daily Reading, number 745, from March 19, 2026. 9 articles today, covering agent protocols, production observability, vibe coding, front-end architecture, and some good old-fashioned engineering wisdom. Let's get into it. Richard kicks off this edition with a reflection on how fast the thinking around AI agent skills is evolving. Anthropic, OpenAI, and Google all published guidance this week on how to write effective skills for coding agents, and Richard's take is refreshing: build things and figure out what works for you. Nobody has the definitive answer yet, which is honestly a good sign. It means the space is still being shaped by practitioners, not just spec writers. First up, Charity Majors at Honeycomb wrote a piece called "Production is Where the Rigor Goes." This one is a response to the recent Deer Valley Unconference, where Martin Fowler and ThoughtWorks brought together some of the best minds in software to discuss engineering in the AI era. They asked the big question as AI generates code faster: where does the rigor go? The group identified 5 places, including spec review, test suites, and risk mapping. But Charity noticed a glaring omission: production itself. She argues that production is reality. It's not just where you go to fix bugs. Observability is just another word for understanding, she says. And the best way to build good software has always been to ship, observe, and iterate. AI makes this even more urgent because as the rate of change goes up 10x or 100x, all the duct tape and tribal knowledge that held systems together simply won't scale. You have to encode context into the system. It's a compelling argument that production deserves to be treated as a first-class engineering concern, not an afterthought. Next, Google announced a major upgrade to the Vibe coding experience in Google AI Studio. They're calling the new coding agent Anti-Gravity, and it turns prompts into real, production-ready applications. We're talking multiplayer experiences, Firebase integration for databases and authentication, support for React, Angular, and Next.js, and a secrets manager for API keys. The agent can detect when your app needs a database and provision one automatically. Google says hundreds of thousands of apps have already been built internally with this tool. It's a significant step toward the idea that anyone with an idea can build a functional web app without traditional coding skills. From InfoWorld, we have a thoughtful essay titled, "We Mistook Event Handling for Architecture." The argument is that front-end development became so sophisticated at handling events, dispatching actions, and coordinating reactive pipelines that we started treating event handling as the architecture itself. The Redux era reinforced this. But the author makes a distinction. Events tell you what just happened, while architecture should describe what is true right now. A quieter shift is emerging toward state. First thinking, where dependencies are declared explicitly, derived values are functions of underlying state, and the system recalculates deterministically based on relationships rather than choreographed event flows. Events still matter, but they return to their proper role as inputs, not the backbone of the architecture. It's a nuanced piece that reframes how we think about front-end complexity. Here's a fun one. A Google Cloud engineer used the Gemini CLI to test whether large language models follow Benford's Law. If you're not familiar, Benford's Law says that in many naturally occurring datasets, about 30% of numbers start with a digit 1, and less than 5% start with 9. It's used in forensic accounting to detect fraud. The experiment asked Gemini to generate populations for fictional cities and then checked whether the leading digit distribution matched the expected Benford curve. The result? Not even close. LLMs have internal biases that produce unrealistic distributions. They tend to round to the nearest 5, for example. You can calibrate this by putting the expected distribution directly in the prompt, and the model is good enough at following instructions to match it. But the real takeaway is practical: treat LLMs as planners. Let them define the parameters, the names, the qualitative attributes, but use actual code to generate the numbers. Language models are masters of language, not statistics. From Harvard Business Review, an article asks what the best AI users do differently. Organizations are investing heavily in AI tools, but struggling to measure whether they're actually improving quality, speed, and judgment. The research finds that the most sophisticated AI users tend to be at the manager level and above, which surprised Richard. The authors examine what successful AI use looks like in practice, and how organizations can level up employees who aren't there yet. It's a useful frame for thinking about AI adoption as a skill development challenge, not just a tooling problem. Google's developer blog published a comprehensive guide to AI agent protocols. If you've been confused by the alphabet soup of MCP, A2A, UCP, and others, this is the piece that makes sense of it all. They walk through building a restaurant supply chain agent step by step, starting with a bare model that hallucinates everything, then layering in protocols one by one. MCP handles data access with a standardized connection pattern. A2A lets agents discover and communicate with each other via published agent cards. UCP standardizes the shopping and transaction lifecycle. They also cover AP2 for authorization and AGUI for streaming front ends. The examples use Google's Agent Development Kit, but the concepts are vendor neutral. It's one of the best overviews I've seen of how these protocols fit together. Sticking with the agent skills theme, the OpenAI Agents SDK team published how they use Codex to maintain their own repositories. They keep repo local skills in the .agents/skills folder with an agentstopper.fd file that tells Codex when to invoke each skill. Skills cover things like code verification, doc syncing, release preparation, and PR drafting. The results are impressive. They merged 457 pull requests in 3 months, up from 316 in the prior period. The key insight is that skills work best as narrow, repeatable workflows with clear triggers and concrete outputs. Some of the most useful ones are report. First, they inspect and prioritize before making changes. It's a practical blueprint for any team maintaining open source projects. From the Manager Dev newsletter, 7 unwritten laws of software engineering that every developer learns the hard way. The highlights: when production breaks after your deploy, just roll back first, then debug. Don't waste an hour proving your change is innocent. Backups aren't real until you've actually restored from them. Logging is perpetually imperfect, and AI coding tools are now creating the opposite problem of too many verbose, confusing logs. Every external dependency will fail, and adding one to your system effectively doubles your potential downtime. And my favorite, there is nothing more lasting than a temporary fix. These are the kind of lessons you can only truly learn by breaking things, but reading about them might save you one painful Saturday. Finally, Google shared updates to the Universal Commerce Protocol, their open standard for agentic shopping. New capabilities include a cart feature that lets agents add multiple items at once, a catalog capability for retrieving real-time product details like pricing and inventory, and identity, linking, so shoppers get their loyalty benefits on UCP integrated platforms. Partners like Salesforce, Stripe, and Commerce Inc. are implementing UCP, and Google is simplifying onboarding through Merchant Center. It's another step toward a future where AI agents handle routine shopping tasks on your behalf. That's the reading list for March 19th. If I had to pick a theme, it would be the tension between automation and understanding. AI is making it faster to build, deploy, and transact. But the articles that stand out the most today are the ones reminding us that speed without comprehension is just organized chaos. Whether it's observing production, modeling state instead of reactions, or testing your backups before you need them, the rigor doesn't disappear. It just moves. Until next time.